coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
I bet y'all are wishing I was back in office, aren't you? Yeah. Even my wife about now, huh? Bill Clinton, we have fun with him every week. Welcome back to Armed American Radio, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, you know what? I'd rather have him in office, for crying out loud. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Delray Beach, Boca Raton, the Palm Beaches. Welcome to Armed American Radio. Corpus Christi, Keys, K-E-Y-S. Welcome to Armed American Radio. You too, WDJA. It's great to have you. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Get you in the studio on the emails. Twitter.com/AARMark. Twitter.com/AARMark. We've got a lot of fun announcements coming up here real soon. We're going to be taking, I'm going to be taking Armed American Radio on the road. And we will be coming to you the week of April 11th. The week of April 11th, live from Tucson, Arizona, in that gorgeous, beautiful, free state of Arizona, where you can exercise your Second Amendment rights without worry. After that, we'll be in Washington, D.C. the following week to kick off the Second Amendment March on April 18th. And we are going to have a ton of tremendous guests coming into the studio, parading into the studio. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, will be with me. Susan Hupp will be joining me. Kathy Jackson will be with me. Sheriff Mack will be sitting down face-to-face with me. Lieutenant Bill Hunt, running for San Diego Sheriff, pro-gun sheriff out there in San Diego County, will be in with me. And a number of others. Skip Coriel, the founder of The March, will be coming into the studio. And the very next day, we're going to kick off the Second Amendment March with a bevy of speakers. And if there's any way you can make it to Washington, D.C., to our nation's capital, folks, it has never been more important than it is now. Doesn't matter what the march is about. Those folks need to see your face in Washington. I am joined by Dr. Bruce Eimer, the one and only, the proprietor of Personal Defense Solutions. And we're going to be bringing in just a few minutes Mr. Gary Marbot of Montana Shooting Sports Association. And we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about Firearms Freedom Act out there in Montana. And they pioneered it. And Gary was very instrumental. And I'll let him explain that to you in just a second. But first, let's bring Bruce in. Bruce Eimer, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Brother, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Is he not there? Or is he there?
Here.
Looks like we've lost him. Oh, there you are.
Can you
hear there?
Me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure and it's a privilege. And I am very, very honored that you invited me back on your show.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got calls lighting up like crazy, and I want to get to Gary here, but we're going to keep him on for the hour. So because we've got him coming in, we've got Corpus Christi here, very important. We've got Victor in Corpus Christi, wants to talk about open carry. Victor, welcome to Armed American Radio, my man. You are on the broadcast down there, finally.
Welcome to Corpus Christi.
Oh, man, hey, it is great to be there, man. You're having fun over spring break? You know, the two-nation vacation is now over, from what I understand.
We just love spring break down here in Corpus Christi, you know. And it's the beauty of this city is we have a lot of people here who believe in the Second Amendment, and they really like to have the right and the privilege to legally carry weapons. And so we have a concealed carry law that's very here in the state of Texas, and I'd like to see open carry everywhere in the United States. That's what I'd like to see. If you can see it, you'll be a little more afraid of it.
You know, Victor, you bring up a great point. Open carry, we talk about on Armed American Radio on a regular basis. And I had in this studio about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I'd have to go back and check. Don't hold me to that. I think it was about 3 weeks ago. I had two gentlemen and a waitress from a Waffle House, and the two gentlemen were patrons at a Waffle House in Kennesaw, Georgia. And
All right. They're
openly carried firearms, deterred what would have undoubtedly been a very violent crime. The two gentlemen were sitting and having breakfast. It was about 4:45 in the morning, I believe. And their firearms were openly carried, lawfully openly carried, when a scout from a heavily armed robbery crew came walking in, saw the firearms, and promptly left. The waitress noticed that there was a car loitering outside with a number of individuals in it, and thank God she had the wherewithal to dial 911. The patrons in the restaurant at the time had no idea what had happened and what they had just done. In the meantime, officers showed up. The individuals in the automobile were promptly arrested and admitted later to arresting officers that the openly displayed firearms thwarted the crime.
Now, yeah, see, that's so critical there, because if someone's hiding something and they've got it hidden, I mean, the criminals already do that.
Well, sure they do. That's because they don't pay attention to the law.
Right. So if it's out in the open and someone is going to do something stupid and they realize that there's someone who's legally carrying a weapon, obviously trained to carry that weapon, they're not going to do it. Just like if a law enforcement officer who's off duty and is carrying his weapon open, it's the same thing. And so that's the key factor there, having someone who knows how to use the weapon that they're actually carrying, and then it be publicly seen so that there's no question that if you do something wrong, there will be consequences.
You're absolutely correct. Now, in it is most likely that those individuals thought that, you know, they could have been law enforcement officers, whatever the case may be. However,
exactly right.
It deterred the crime. Now, you know, I shudder to think what would have happened at that exact moment had those gentlemen been carrying concealed and four heavily armed individuals walked in. That would have been a very ugly situation. Thank God that didn't happen. Victor, I want to thank you very much for calling Armed American Radio and participating in the broadcast. Spread the word, man. We're in Tejas,
well,
and we're going to start moving west across the state.
Well, welcome to Texas.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Mary, very much for joining us. We've got another caller on the line, Tim. Tim, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good evening here in beautiful Missoula, Montana. Tim Ravendahl here. I'm the coordinator for the Second Amendment March, and we have a big rally coming up at our state capitol in Helena coming up this next Saturday. We're going to have a real good old time supporting our Second Amendment right, and the festivities begin at high noon.
Oh, man, listen, Tim.
Montana.
You are, and I want you to hold on a second, because I'm going to bring Gary Marbot in right now, and we're going to bring him in and carry him in through the break, and we'll get with you in just a second. I appreciate you calling in. Gary, welcome to Armed American Radio. You're going to stay with us for the hour, I hope.
Hello, Mark, and greetings to all your listeners everywhere.
Man, oh man, we have got a lot to talk with you about, and Tim's call comes in at a perfect time. Now, let me introduce you as the what of Montana shooting.
I'm the president of the Montana Shooting Sports Association. And
president of Montana Shooting Sports Association, not executive director, correct?
Correct. I'll introduce MSSA to your listeners. We are the primary political action organization for gun owners and hunters in Montana, and one of the most successful such organizations in the U.S. We have gotten 54 pro-gun and pro-hunting bills through the Montana legislature in the last 25 years.
You cats are the Mac Daddy out there. And one of them in particular that I want to talk with you about in tremendous detail, because if you heard the first hour, the Firearms Freedom Protection Act is beginning to steamroll across the country. There are five states right now that have signed that into law. Montana was first, and I believe Tennessee followed. The latest, Utah also, the latest was South Dakota, correct?
That's correct.
And that was just what, 2 or 3 days ago?
About a week ago.
About a week ago. All right. Tim.
Yes.
You're out there in Missoula, Montana right now?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, very quickly, let's kind of bring this whole thing together, because you are the what? State coordinator for the Second Amendment March in Montana?
That is correct.
Okay, now you have a march on the state capitol what day? Tell us about it.
Okay, we are going to have a march on our state capitol. The rally is this next Saturday, the 27th of this month. We're going to start the proceedings at high noon, and we have a bunch of really great speakers. In fact, Gary with Montana Shooting Sports Association is going to be there, and this is all about educating the folks on the need to join together and absolutely defend our Second Amendment rights here in Montana.
That's a beautiful thing. Now, Gary and Bruce, check this out. There was some confusion. And, Tim, I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you called in, because there was some confusion at the march about whether or not openly carried firearms were going to be permitted, and it says, I hate even mentioning this, at the state capitol. Can you clear that up for us?
Yeah. What happened is in our meeting with the security folks in Helena, we discussed some of the concerns that the police and the security personnel at the Capitol had regarding folks coming to the Capitol in large numbers carrying weapons. And I was asked if I was going to be having folks come and do some weapons checking for the safety of the crowd and for other purposes. And I absolutely told them that I would not be checking weapons for or telling anyone that they could not come with a loaded weapon.
All right, now I need you to hold that thought, Tim, real quick. I'm going to keep you through the break, okay? And we come back, we're going to clarify that, and we're going to get a statement from the founder of the Second Amendment March regarding that. Also, I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back after these messages with a whole slew of things to talk about. Stick around.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-605-3241. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-605-3241.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
And you are back, and our phones are lighting up. Bruce Eimer, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I'll tell you what, I've got a whole ton of stuff to cover, but I want to mention two things before we get going. And, you know, Rob Pincus generally co-hosts with me every third week. And Rob is now in Europe. And because of the prohibitively expensive call and the multiple hour time change, Rob will be joining me on Armed American Radio next week. And to our newest listeners across the country, Rob Pincus, in the event, the strange event, actually, that you're not familiar with Rob Pincus, Rob Pincus is one of the three stars of The Best Defense on the Outdoor Channel, an absolutely tremendous and addicting television show to watch. If you're into your own personal safety and you carry a firearm, or if you're even considering it, tune into the Outdoor Channel every Wednesday and catch up on The Best Defense. They teach some amazing stuff. And Rob is also the founder of ICE, and the I should say the inventor, I'll leave it at that, of the combat focus training methodology. And he does a great job, and he sent me an email to you, the listener. I want to read this to you. Hey, Mark, greetings from Bavaria. I am down on the Austrian border with a good friend and firearms instructor in the Polizei. As you know, I was over here for the IWA show, the Euroshot show, and some meetings with students and industry associates. Things went great, and I will be back in the States tomorrow. Pass on my apologies to our audience. I look forward to rejoining the show next week and giving a full report. That's from Rob Pincus. So you heard it straight from him. He will be on next week, and he's great to have around. Also, I want to mention this. A lot of legislation pushing through here, and I didn't get to this in the first hour, and I want to get to it right now, and that is Georgia residents. Georgia residents, man, you are needed desperately right now. We need you in Georgia. We need you badly. GeorgiaCarry.org has been putting out updates, and they're growing like a weed. Great grassroots organization, whether you live in Georgia or not. But we've got some gun bills going through Georgia Carry. I'm going to mention this to you. Senate Bill SB 308 needs your help. The 25th, which is coming up next week, obviously is crossover day. Any bill that is not heard by that time will not, and does not move to the other house, will not be taken up this year. So it is imperative that if you live in Georgia, wherever you are in Georgia, whether you're a member of GeorgiaCarry.org or not, that you contact the Office of the Lieutenant Governor, Administrative Staff, 240 State Capitol, Atlanta, Georgia, 30334, and a telephone number. Get your pens, pencils, whatever. Type it into your phone. Lock it in, 404-656-5030. Let the Lieutenant Governor's office know that you want that bill up for a vote in the Senate so that it moves. Also, the Rules Committee Chairman, Senator Don Balfour, again, send a letter, make a phone call, another phone number for you, 404-656-0095, and help these bills move through the legislative process so that we can get these things taken care of. And the in Georgia, what we're referring specifically to is the ridiculous public gathering laws that this bill takes care of. So please do your part, make those phone calls. I would like to welcome back Tim Ravendahl and Gary. First, Gary, let me go back to you real quick, and then we'll get to Tim. I want to talk with you a little bit I'm losing my train of thought. I want to go to Tim first, and let me get back to Gary. Tim, real quick, I want to talk with you about the march, okay?
Okay.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. First off, I want to read a statement from Skip Coriel. Because it is the right of all people to keep and bear arms, we fully support the peaceful carrying of firearms where allowed by law, if not prohibited by law, at any of our satellite marches, of course, which yours is. We fully support the peaceful carrying of arms. Furthermore, an unloaded firearm in the holster of a capable law-abiding citizen is a waste and a dire shame. I encourage all Americans to carry loaded firearms to all of our Second Amendment March events so long as they keep them holstered and abide by all local, state, and federal firearms laws, all 20,000 of them. It's bad enough that our own government denies us the right to self-defense, but the Second Amendment March will never do that. To the contrary, we are fighting to defend the right to keep and bear arms and to protest against the very laws that serve to enslave our citizens. So I think that pretty much says it all, does it not, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we need to make sure that, you know, we pass on that knowledge that with our right to bear arms comes responsibility, but yet that responsibility stops at the control of government.
Bingo. What's the date of the march in Montana?
March 27th, and it's next Saturday, starting at high noon.
Where at?
Helena, Montana, the state capital.
Beautiful. I want to thank you very much for calling in, Tim. Thanks for the update. I think everybody's got the word. Join, participate. We appreciate it very much. Gary, on to you.
I'm here.
Okay. Bruce, welcome back, bro.
Hey there.
Okay, we're going to ask him some questions, Bruce, about the Firearms Act in Montana, because it started it all. Bruce, you wrote the legislation, or Gary, you wrote the legislation,
no,
did you not?
Yeah, I wrote the original bill, the one that was passed here in Montana in 2009.
In 2009. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a bill basically to set up a challenge to federal authority under the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution to
regulate
everything under the sun, even things that happen in-state. And this statute really is now enacted. It's a law in Montana. It throws down the gauntlet, and it declares that any firearms, ammunition, or accessories made and retained in Montana are not subject to any federal authority whatsoever under the guise of regulating commerce among the states. So I think that makes sense. It made a lot of sense to our legislature and our governor who signed it. And a part of the reason we did it was to set up a challenge in federal court to federal Commerce Clause power. And Montana Shooting Sports Association and Second Amendment Foundation have filed a lawsuit in federal court in Montana where we are now slugging it out with the feds over that issue.
How dare you take on the anointed one, the Messiah?
Yeah, right.
Unbelievable.
Give me a slingshot.
I'm telling you what, man. Bruce, this is these guys did. They fired the first shot out in Montana, and we're talking to the man that actually wrote the bill, which is great. Now, Gary, how many other states right now?
There are a total of five states that have enacted it. Montana was first, and then Tennessee, then Utah, then Wyoming, then South Dakota. There are a number of other states that are moving in that direction, that have passed one house and gone to the other house or nearly passed that house. Alaska, Idaho, Oklahoma, Kansas is working on it, and there's even a bill there where you are, or a bill in Georgia. And so they're now, I think, I'm losing count of this. There's so much stuff happening across the nation with clones of our Firearms Freedom Act, but I think that it's been introduced now in 29 states. So in addition to the five states that have enacted it, there are 24 other states with bills circulating.
Okay, now, this is beautiful legislation, and I hate this because we get talking about this and time goes so fast. We're going to have to go into another break again. I apologize for that. But when we come back from this break, I want you to go into some detail here, okay?
I will, and I might tell your listeners right now that if they want more information about this, I've been pooling information at firearmsfreedomact.com.
And I'm on the site right now, and it's a wealth of information, firearmsfreedomact.com, and you can learn about it. There's a map there to see where your state stands. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, with Dr. Bruce Eimer and Gary Marbot. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We're talking about guns.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save $1 when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title with the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've erred a couple times. Bill Hunt, Lieutenant Bill Hunt, is running for sheriff of Orange County, California. I said San Diego County, California. That is my mistake. I apologize. I want to correct that right now. Bill Hunt is running for sheriff of Orange County, California, where he is desperately needed, believe me. And if you live there and are listening, you know what I'm talking about. So I do apologize for that. Sorry about that. Also, another quick email. Man, I'm telling you what, they're coming in like crazy here. And this one's funny. This comes in from Kevin. It says, hi, Mark, how ironic is this? Went to buy Ted Nugent's book, Ted, White, and Blue, at the local bookstore. It is in the political section, which is organized by author's last name. As I came upon Nugent, 3 books over was Obama's and all of his touchy-feely blabber. Talk about strange and opposite neighbors. As I write this, I am watching the House getting ready to vote on the health care bill. May God bless us all. We're going to need it. Kevin, thanks a lot for the email, first of all. Second, Turn it off, man. You don't need to watch that stuff. You already know what they're going to do. You know, it's dirty politics at its best. And you got to listen. You got to trust me on this one. You're going to be fine. Freedom and liberty will always prevail. Don't worry about what you're seeing right now. Believe me, this free land is bigger than a one-term president with the name Barack Hussein Obama. I can promise you that. So turn that stuff off and listen to Armed American Radio. Bruce, that stuff, it will anger you.
Yep. Life will find a way. Remember that quote from that actor in that movie Jurassic Park?
Right. Yes, I do.
When you know, they were talking about the survival of the dinosaurs?
Yes.
Life will find a way. Freedom will prevail. I just want to point out that we might have another state comes on the books with a Firearms Freedom Act, and that is Pennsylvania. There's a very strong grassroots movement now to elect a pro-Constitution representative, Sam Rohrer, to become governor of PA.
Who has been on this show before and will be on again. I enjoyed my conversation with Sam. I had a lot of fun with him on the air, and I can promise you that now, did you guys have legislation there?
No, we don't have legislation for this on the books right now being considered. We do have legislation being considered right now for Castle Doctrine.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing. You need that up there. Bruce, let me go back to Gary real quick. Our phones are lighting up and our emails are lighting up, and I want him to get as much information as we can from him. Gary, welcome back. Gary Marbot, welcome back from Montana Shooting Sports Association to Armed American Radio. Appreciate it. How are you?
Great. And let me correct something I just heard. Pennsylvania does have an introduced Pennsylvania Firearms Freedom Act, and Sam Rohrer introduced it. I don't know what its status is now. A lot of some bills across the U.S. have missed the crossover deadline, and I don't know what the timing is like in Pennsylvania, but there is an introduced bill there.
That's good news.
That's great. I'm not surprised. If anybody would have introduced such a bill, it would be Sam Rohrer.
Well, look it up on the FirearmsFreedomAct.com website. If you just click on Pennsylvania, it'll take you to the bill number and a link to so you can go to the legislature's website and check out that particular bill.
HB 1988, Sam Rohrer, 91809. So congratulations. We'll have Sam back on the broadcast. We've had him on before, Gary, and he's a fun guy to talk to. Okay, let's go back to Montana here because you guys really got this thing started. The federal government really not going to like you stepping on their toes.
Probably not. I think so far they think we're a gnat and, you know, no big problem. They're pretty much ignoring us. In the lawsuit that we filed, the first response from the U.S., the lawsuit, by the way, is captioned MSSA v. Holder. We sued Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and I'm very pleased to be an individual plaintiff in there, and it could have been captioned Marbot v. Holder. But anyways, MSSA v. Holder, and the first response from the U.S. was an expected and boilerplate motion to dismiss. They said,
sure.
Judge, dump this lawsuit. These people don't have standing. They don't have jurisdiction. And besides that, they're going to lose anyway, so why waste your time on it? Their merits are irrelevant.
Well, interestingly, they're going to have no choice but to take notice here because Washington is on notice.
It is. We are developing what the federal judiciary calls emerging consensus. That's judicial speak for, hey, there are mobs of peasants at the palace gates with torches and pitchforks. We better pay attention to what they want.
You better believe it. And what's happening right now as we're speaking relative to the Constitution being under incredible assault right now, you know, like I read in the email coming back from the break, you know, you just got to take stock here, folks. You just got to remember that, you know, this great country will survive. It survived a lot worse now. You know, he's ranking up there because this guy's after everything he can get his hands on as far as the federal government is concerned. Land grabs, 1/6 of the U.S. economy in the form of health care. This has nothing to do with health care. This is about freedom. And once they get their mitts in it, man, it's gonna get ugly. But here's the deal. The federal government has been put on notice, and come November, Gary, I know you agree with me on this, that we're going to see an unbelievably bruising political season.
I think so. And by the way, in case your listeners aren't connecting the dots well,
Of course, in our lawsuit, we are challenging federal authority under the Commerce Clause to regulate the affairs internal to states. And in case you hadn't thought of it, the constitutional authority that the federal government will try and exercise for national health care is Commerce Clause authority.
Correct.
I mean, the federal government has tax power and police power and treaty power and other kinds of powers. But the one that they rely on so much, including for national health care, is Commerce Clause. And if we can roll them back with our lawsuit over the Firearms Freedom Act, then that's going to affect a lot of things besides just state-made guns.
Yeah, I believe we're up to, what, 32 states now that are getting ready to sue the federal government under the health care provisions, if I'm not mistaken.
You know what, I'm so busy tracking the Firearms Freedom Act stuff and getting ready for this, or preparing for this lawsuit, that I haven't kept track of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, we just got an email here from Jeremy in Kentucky. Jeremy writes in quite a bit, and I like getting his emails. Dear Mark, another great show as usual. Just read an article on WND.com about Wyoming's Firearm Freedom Act. The good folks in Wyoming apparently went a bit further than some of the other states that have passed such acts. If I remember correctly, under the Wyoming law, any federal agent who comes into the state of Wyoming to enforce federal gun laws that are in conflict with the state law will be arrested, fined, and face up to 2 years in state prison. God bless the cowboy state. I used to live there. Now I miss it terribly. And he may be right about Wyoming, but I do know that that is what just passed in South Dakota. Am I wrong?
You have them backwards. Your email writer is correct about Wyoming.
It's Wyoming, not South Dakota.
That's correct.
Okay, good. We'll clarify the record on that. Wyoming has passed that. So now, where does Montana stand on that?
Well, Montana did not put those penalties into its statute, and we thought about doing that, but when I wrote this originally and set this up, what I really wanted to do was to challenge Federal Commerce Clause authority. States' rights are the subject of the exercise, and firearms are the vehicle for the exercise. So what I want to do is be able to get into court with a good, well-structured, well-reasoned, and well-argued case to get all the way to the United States Supreme Court and overturn a half century of precedent. And I didn't want to get distracted with side issues. That's one of the reasons, for example, some people have criticized me that I excluded machine guns from the effect of the act. And they said, why did you do that? And I said, the answer is simple. I just didn't want the legal and political discussions to get distracted with talk about machine guns. I wanted to make the point about commerce, and I want to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, I think you're going to succeed. This is a fascinating time, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to step back just a few seconds before we go to a break, and I want to leave you with this, and you ponder this for the next 4 minutes. I want you to step back over the bubble and look down at the map and think about what you're hearing here. In the last 18 to 24 months, you probably would have never thought that we would be having this discussion about firearm freedom acts, states getting ready to sue the federal government. Think about it. All of it ties together. This tremendously huge economic power grab going on in Washington, D.C. right now as we speak. It's a fascinating time. Come November, some people are going to find themselves out of work. On both sides of the aisle. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 877-956-9566. Should you wish to light the phones up, and they have been lit up all night. That's a great thing. Please keep it on topic. We've had to throw a couple phones out, a couple calls out, because we just could not get to them. You know, even, you know, 3 hours is not enough. 2 hours is not enough. 1 hour is not enough. But, you know, it. If you can help us out by keeping it on topic, that would be great. Anybody that we do ask to let you know that we're going to let the call go, we will answer you back by email, and we appreciate your patience. Thank you. Mark, until the silent majority decides to wake up all the way and actually begin actively calling, writing, and generally barraging all the elected officials in regards to health care, firearms rights, or any other issues, nothing will happen. One thing the far left is good at is writing letters and making phone calls until those of us who are active find a way to properly motivate those who are not. This sort of constitutional slaughter, I like that, and total ignorance of the will of the people will continue to escalate towards what I can only imagine. Sincerely, Ryan Zalewski. Ryan is in Philadelphia. Thanks for writing in, because you're right. Constitutional slaughter is what it is, and we're witnessing it tonight. However, where the Democrats have hurt themselves tremendously beyond repair, I believe now, is they don't care about the will of the people. They were getting 100,000 phone calls an hour. Poll after poll after poll shows that Congress is acting against the will of the people. There's a word for that. A couple hundred years ago they would have used. I'll let you figure out what it is. Gary Marbit, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Bruce Eimer, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, we've been busy, Gary. I've got about 3 or 4 minutes with you, and I've got to get to another call.
Hey, let me follow up on what we were talking about last.
Finish
about
it up.
About our lawsuit to overturn a half century worth of Commerce Clause precedent. A lot of people have said, gosh, you know, you guys are putting a lot of hope on a thin reed, expecting federal employees in black robes to roll back federal power. My answer is the Firearms Freedom Act is Plan A. We have a Plan B and a Plan C. I'm not ready to tell you about Plan C yet, but Plan B is a bill we call our Sheriff's First Bill, which will be our flagship bill in the next session of the Montana legislature. It would make it a crime for a federal officer to arrest, search, or seize without the written permission of the elected county sheriff in the county. And that has the potential to interdict a lot of federal power. You know, the feds might come to the sheriff and say, gosh, here's our information about a meth lab in your county, and the sheriff might say, fine, here's your permission. I'll send a couple deputies to help you bust it. Thanks for the paying attention. Or they might come to the sheriff and say, we understand somebody's making guns in your county without federal permission, and the sheriff might say, hey, that's allowed under state law, and you may not bust him, and if you do, you can go to prison in Montana for doing that. Mm-hmm. So sheriff's first, and I have a draft or the bill text of that at sheriffsfirst.net. So anyway, we do have a plan B, and we're not putting all of our eggs in the basket of we hope to win in federal court.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't thank you enough, and I'm sure I speak for all of my listeners across the country, you know, for your efforts, because you guys started that action in Montana, and it is steamrolling across the country, and it is picking up the necessary support to continue to steamroll across the country. I think people have about had it. People are fed up with encroachment of the federal government. They're tired of the Constitution being trampled on, and people who like to think of themselves as important in Washington are going to find out real soon.
Well, and I also would not be being a good president of the Montana Shooting Sports Association if I didn't tell your listeners that MSSA is a membership organization. And
there
we
you go.
Have members all over the United States, actually. About a quarter to a third of our membership don't reside in Montana. We have a website at mtssa.org. MTSSA.org, and there's membership information on the website, and we'd be glad to have any of your listeners become members.
Well, we appreciate it, and we're being listened to in Missoula right now, KMPT, and anybody across the country. We say this week after week, you do not need to live in Montana to join and support these organizations. You do not need to live in Virginia to be a member of VCDL or Buckeye Firearms in Ohio or Georgia Carry or Iowa Gun Owners or Nevada, and anybody else that we talk to, Montana, Minnesota, Michigan, and we'll continue to highlight these. Gary, I want to thank you very much for joining Armed American Radio. You will be back on, and we will follow up with you on this legislation. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
You got it. Appreciate it very much. Hey, Bruce, that's fascinating stuff.
Gary's doing really great work out there. That Sheriff's First bill is brilliant.
Yes, it is. And this one here, Bruce, you're familiar with. I'm going to bring in our next guest right now. We've got a call from Kevin Starrett. Kevin contacted us last week on the air, was kind enough to do it, and because time goes so fast, Kevin, I'm just going to welcome you back to Armed American Radio, and we'll tell listeners why you're here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thank you.
Okay, listen, let's real quick, and I mean real quick, because I want you to be able to get everything out that you can. We've had a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails tonight, so we kind of slowed up on the schedule. The reason that you're calling in, David J. Piles, Oregon, can you give us a quick synopsis?
Yeah, I've had lots of caffeine today, Mark, so I should be able to do it. David was an
I'm drinking Mountain Diet Mountain Dew. Go for it.
He was an employee of the Oregon Department of Transportation, had a business dispute with one of his superiors and was put on administrative leave, which meant they asked him to work from home. He subsequently bought a couple of guns. He already owned guns. And the next thing he knows, his house is surrounded by numerous SWAT teams from jurisdictions in multiple counties and multiple cities who surrounded his home at 3 o'clock in the morning, dragged him out of his house, promising him he would not be taken into custody, would not be removed from his property, and his personal items would not be stolen.
And guess what, folks?
All of those were lies.
Exactly.
He was immediately taken into custody. His guns were confiscated. He was sent to a mental hospital for a psychiatric evaluation because he had lawfully purchased guns under the Oregon background check system He was taken into custody about 6:45. He was released at a little after 11 with the psychiatrist saying there's absolutely nothing wrong with this guy. And then we had a fight to get his guns back. And that's currently what the new face of gun control is now. We don't. And this was not an arrest, by the way.
He was never arrested. Let's make that point very clear. This man was never arrested. He was never charged. They did not have a warrant.
They had no warrant to go to his home. They had no warrant to confiscate his property. But what's interesting is instead of calling it an arrest, they called it placing him in protective custody, which means, guess what? He had no right to an attorney. He had no right not to speak if he chose not to. So all that is required now, and of course they say it's not an arrest, but if there's, you know, your house is surrounded by armored crew cuts and they all have machine guns and helmets and they tell you you're coming with us, the difference between arrest and protective custody becomes pretty fine. You know, it's kind of
It definitely does. It definitely does. Do we have any follow-up here, Kevin? We spoke about this last week very briefly when we were breaking this out on Armed American Radio. Have you spoken to David Piles at all since this?
I've spoken to David a number of times. I've seen some of the posters that were put up at his workplace, which were essentially wanted posters, things saying, if you see David Piles, run away and hide, call the police, describe what he's wearing. I just had someone mail anonymously to me another one of these posters, which specifically said on it, David never made any threats. So this is what we're seeing now, that if somebody who works with you or someone who just knows you or knows of you says, I think Mark is a dangerous person, your home can be surrounded, you can be taken into custody, lose all your rights. In Oregon, if you're taken into protective custody on a psychiatric hold, they can hold you for 180 days and medicate you against your will.
This now, was David medicated?
No, he was not, although he did tell me that in the entire time he was talking to the psychiatric professionals, there was a nurse outside with a big syringe.
Okay.
So your listeners should be definitely chilled by this kind of development. It's a very, very scary thing. And at the same time, what we're experiencing in another county in Oregon is a sheriff who is so pro-gun that he's eager to issue non-resident permits and wants to take, because in Oregon you have to come and apply in person, he wants to take the application process on the road to adjoining states and give out pistol permits at gun shows in the states that adjoin Oregon. This is Sheriff of Grant County. His name is Glenn Palmer, and he's a really bright spot in a pretty dismal gun control environment.
Man, I'll tell you what, you know, folks, if you don't believe what we're talking about here, and it is a mind-blowing story, pull up your computer, head over to Google, and type in David J. Piles, P-Y-L-E-S, and Gun Confiscation, Oregon, and read the reports. Read the local television reports. Read the local newspaper reports. Your eyes will bug out, and you will sit and you will think, this is America? This is happening in Oregon?
Mark, that's a pure example of unreasonable search and seizure and forced imprisonment.
Of course, you know, it is.
One of the best write-ups on this that I've seen has been done by Reason Magazine and their writer, Radley Balco, who's done great stuff on paramilitary raids in this country, who did a really in-depth, well-researched article on the whole issue. That one's very, very much worth reading. I should let you know that David has had his guns returned far faster than we expected because of all the media attention.
Yeah, and that is a great thing. Kevin Starrett, Oregon Firearms Federation, thank you so much for joining us. You will be back on Armed American Radio. We'll continue to follow this. Appreciate it very much. Bruce, the time flies, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We never got to talking about my definition of what liberals are.
No, but you know what? We have the roundtable about getting ready to fire up. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I will be back with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog, Morgan Boatman, Dr. Bruce Eimer, and we will be talking about guns and ammunition, specifically certain types and models and makes. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.